I'm Brandi Cruz. Today on a special episode of Undivided, we dig into the issue of transparency or lack thereof and all the ways elected leaders are trying to hide information from the people they serve. Today's episode is brought to you by West Jones & Associates. If you're looking to put your home on the market, check out a few real estate agents, but don't choose one until you visited sellwithwest.com. Sellwithwest.com. You can start by using their home value calculator to see how much your home is worth. It might be worth more than you think. Sellwithwest.com, a better way to sell your home. I'm Brandi Cruz. Welcome to Undivided. We've been running a special series of episodes all week, shortened so you can spend time with your family and friends, but also long enough to give you critical information on what's coming up this legislative session. And today is my pet project. If there's one single issue I care about the most, I think it's this one. It might be because of my background as a journalist, but I think it's an issue that's just, sometimes it's not sexy enough to grab headlines and grab attention, but it impacts us so deeply in so many ways, and it is a consequence of one-party rule, and that is the growing lack of transparency in Washington state government. And we see that lack of transparency manifest in a lot of different ways, at a lot of different levels of government. We're going to get into an issue called legislative privilege, which we've covered on the show recently, but I want to re-up it for everyone so you can be looking out for instances when legislative privilege is used, be on alert. But also, let's just think about, over the past year, some of the things the government has done to hide information from us. Sometimes it's government agencies, sometimes it's lawmakers, sometimes it's individual politicians. Attorney General Bob Ferguson is one of the worst offenders, which is one of the reasons the prospect of him being governor freaks me out so bad. I mean, this is someone who runs such an important office where he's holding other people accountable when they break the law, but then he's breaking rules himself. His office has been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars, and by his office, I mean the taxpayers have been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars for egregious oversights when it comes to turning over documents in cases on discovery, and certainly that stuff his office absolutely downplays. He's been scolded by the PDC for not being transparent with his campaign donors. And then you look at his office's involvement in some of the concealment and lies around the Climate Commitment Act and the carbon tax. It was Bob Ferguson's office that advised the Utilities and Transportation Commission not to tell PSE, hey, you probably don't want to put a line item on people's bills letting know their energy rates are going up because of the carbon tax. And speaking of the Climate Commitment Act, there are so many examples of not only a lack of transparency, but an actual effort to hide information from you that are wrapped into that. I mean, you go back to Governor Jay Inslee's blatant lies.
This is going to have minimal impact, if any, pennies.
Saying, oh, but that's not going to raise gas prices. And of course it did. And then come to find out from a WSDOT whistleblower that he had told his boss, it was his job to do fuel forecasts for the state of Washington. He said this is going to raise gas prices. They told him to shut his mouth about it. And so what did the governor know, and when did he know it?
Smith put the predicted increases in his report anyway, and his complaint alleges the retaliation was swift and ugly from there.
We also know when it comes to the governor's climate goals. A website the governor created when he entered office to track their climate goals and to hold themselves accountable has been scrubbing information about those goals from its website. So there's certainly a pattern of behavior among members of one political party, which happens to be the party in power. Now, neither side's hands are completely clean in this. So going back to 1972, a brief history, you're probably familiar with it because this is an issue we talk quite a bit about. 1972, voters in Washington state passed the Public Records Act. Love it. You work for us, we should be able to see anything that you put together, documents, emails, whatever it is, that information is our information. And so then you move forward and lawmakers decided that they wanted to try to exempt themselves from the Public Records Act. And they tried to do it very quickly. This was back when there was actually a Capitol Press Corps, and there's been stories about the Capitol Press Corps finding out that this vote had been rushed through and trying to run over to the Capitol Rotunda to cover a vote where lawmakers were going to exempt themselves from the Public Records Act. So lawmakers did it, and then 20,000 Washingtonians called and emailed Governor Jay Inslee's office to the point where he vetoed it. Governor Jay Inslee vetoed it, and I give him a lot of credit from that. So that stopped Republicans from trying to hide documents from people, by and large, at least that we know of. And then you got into one-party rule for the last 8 years, and it has emboldened them. Oh, it has emboldened them. And this time last year, we found out that they were really twisting the words of the state constitution, and and withholding records based on something called legislative privilege. Now, legislative privilege exists, but it doesn't exist for the reason that they claim it exists for. Basically, what legislative privilege says is, hey, if we're having a heated debate on an issue and I say something, you can't sue me over it because we're trying to come up with policy, right? So what they're saying is that, oh, we can black out certain records, claim legislative privilege because we're trying to keep ourselves from being sued. Well, no, you can still provide us with the documents. We just can't sue you over it. So the Washington Coalition for Open Government ended up suing. And this is not the first time the media has had to go and sue over lawmakers in Olympia who work for you and I not being transparent and trying to keep records from us, which just, it should piss everyone off. I mean, it ticks me off to no end. So the Washington Coalition for Open Government sued over this use of legislative privilege, and they lost. There was a judge in Thurston County that basically is saying, yeah, lawmakers have carte blanche. You know, there's no guardrails on this. If they're going to say something is protected by legislative privilege, then so be it. Last week on Sundays with Subscribers, we had on the attorney for the Coalition for Open Government who said they're going to continue to fight that decision. What's at stake here?
Democracy.
Oh, I love that. That's deep.
I am adamant that there was a death knell on democracy when these decisions came down, even when it was sought, you know, just when the whole idea was formulated that we need to do this and we're going to go to bat against the people. I mean, how undemocratic party is it even? I mean, I know it's not supposed to be partisan, and it isn't a partisan issue. Both sides can play this game.
Yeah.
But the ones who tout inclusivity and acceptance and, you know, we're doing good things for people, well, then why won't you show it to us?
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing.
What are you hiding?
What do you need to hide? And it's absolutely a power thing. It's a desire to be able to not be questioned. And that is the death knell of democracy. If you can't tolerate being put to task for what you've expressed, then you don't deserve to be in office. Get out and get on down the road. We'll find somebody who's got the ability to say, I made this policy choice and it was hard and it sucked, but I had to do it and this is why. And if you can't do that, get out.
Yeah.
But don't browbeat us into believing you know what's best for us. Don't do it.
So I think one of the reasons that I wish this was an issue everyone was so passionate about is because we have a government run by a single party that really feels untouchable. And they're there and they're public servants are supposed to be, and they're there to serve us. Yet at every turn, you have examples, be it from the governor's office, although I'll give him credit because he says he won't use executive privilege, which he does deserve some credit for that, but his lies around the CCA are ridiculous. You got the governor's office, the attorney general's office, someone who might be the next governor. You've got the party in power in the House and the Senate, and they really do feel, I mean, you look at the legislative privilege issue, they're like, sue us. Confronted by the media for everyone to hear and see, and they don't even care. They just, sue us, fine. Fine. You've sued us before about it. Now we're going to do this. Sue us. Fine. And that really is bothersome. Regardless of what your ideology is or the party involved, to have a party that has so much power that they don't fear electoral consequences, even when they do something as blatantly wrong as this, even when they just spit at the idea of transparency, the fact that they continue to get reelected is the reason why they feel like they can do these things. And, you know, any efforts from the minority party to try to strengthen laws around disclosure, Democrats are just going to shut it down unless they start to lose. I really think at this point that's the only thing that's going to change it, because they're willing to go to court. They're willing to fight the media over it. And the use of legislative privilege is very haphazard. I mean, the documents they're using it for don't seem to have any sort of central justification where they can say, here's why I think I could get sued over this if I disclose it. So why does this matter for the legislative session? Well, it matters because they have a lot of important issues to discuss. They have 6 initiatives that the people of Washington are sending their way. And we deserve to know how those initiatives are being discussed and debated. We deserve to know the conversations that are happening, the emails that are going back and forth between representatives and senators and the governor's office, especially on the Climate Commitment Act. We deserve to know these things because they work for us. And so without a commitment to transparency from our elected officials, there are a lot of debates and discussions that we may never fully understand. And I just don't think that's right. So one of the things Nicole and I have been working to do is try to put every elected leader in our state, in Olympia, on the record. Can you commit to not using legislative privilege? Will you commit to it? I'll tell you that we started to try to do this the easy way. We reached out to the Republican caucus in the House, in the Senate, the Democratic caucus in the House and in the Senate, and we asked leaders, can you commit that your entire caucus will not use legislative privilege? And all of them told us, well, we can't do that. They'd have to decide for themselves. You have to reach out to all of them individually. So we're in the process of trying to do that, which is a little laborious. I'm sure a lot of them are not going to respond, but we are going to put a list together of here are the lawmakers who have promised us, I'm not going to use this legally questionable legislative privilege, and here are the ones who say they will, and here are the ones who didn't answer us, which I'm sure will be a long list of Democrats. But again, I would just encourage you to talk about this particular issue with your friends who are Democrats, and try to make them understand why it is so offensive and why it should be so offensive to them and why it is detrimental when we're trying to understand policy and trying to understand how lawmakers come to agreements on policy. All right, that has been it for today's truncated edition of Undivided on the issue of transparency or lack thereof. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to talk about the 6 initiatives. I'll remind you what they all would do, and then talk about the path forward for all of those initiatives from here. If you have not supported Undivided already, remember you can do that for just $5 a month by signing up at undividedpod.com. Today's show is brought to you by sellwithwest.com. If you're looking to put your home on the market, check out a few real estate agents, but don't choose one until you've gone to sellwithwest.com, a better way to sell your home.